You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With the holidays coming up, you're going to have the kids home. Now, the question is, what are you going to do with them?
Right.
Right.
I mean, you can't just tie them up to a tree out front and leave a bag of feed.
No. No.
Not anymore, anyways. No,
okay. It's Anna and Raven. Joining us, it's Jonna Kaplan. She is the author and blogger behind thesizeofconnecticut.com. She has all the insight on all the unique places in Connecticut to visit that are kind of out of the norm and places that you can learn, have fun that you wouldn't normally go to. So, Jonna, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me back. Happy to be here.
Yeah, what are we going to do with these kids?
Okay, so I've got a couple things depending on kind of kids you have, how old they are and all that stuff. So the first one is more for probably the tweens and teens who like shopping, or if you need to get some holiday shopping done and you're sick of the mall, take them to Old Mill Pond Village Shops in Granby. This is a collection of old historic houses and barns all around an old mill pond, as you might have guessed. And each one has kind of a different theme. So there's one with lots of accessories like bags and jewelry. There's a couple have lots of different home stuff. There's packaged foods, like fun stuff like candy and jams. There's a Christmas barn with every kind of ornament you could ever want. It's just really festive during this time of year.
It's a pretty place to visit, too. I feel like once you kind of escape Fairfield County, you don't realize how quaint some of these villages are up Northmore.
Yeah, it's really rural. It's very pretty. And, you know, like I said, you get some fresh air, so it's not like being in a shopping center and it's not depressing. It's really fun.
Do we have to keep the teenagers on leashes like they do with the infants there? And then they get out like 10, 15 feet and you pull them back?
I think they'd be safe to wander on their own in this place. Yeah.
Right.
All right.
What else do we have, Jonna?
So for the animal-loving kids, go to Mew Haven Cat Cafe in New Haven. It's Connecticut's only cat cafe, and they have lots of cats available for adoption, but you can totally go there if you're not looking to adopt, if you just want to play with kitties.
Oh, you know what that's really good for? Mm. For every single time my daughter says, Mommy, can we get another pet? Can we get a cat? Can we get a cat?
You just take her there for lunch?
Right.
Right, hang out for a little while?
Mommy has a cup of coffee. You could pet all the cats you want here, and then we're going to go home without any of them.
Right. It's a good way to hang out with, like, maybe if you can't have a pet, but they just want to hang out with some. The cats, when I went, were all either really friendly or just really chill. Maybe not for the super young kids, but as long as they can stay calm around cats and follow rules, they'll be good and they'll love it.
Are there any really aggressive cats? Can you imagine?
Oh, yeah.
You go there, you think so?
I mean, not in the cafe, but you know that they exist.
Right. No, but I mean, at the cafe, imagine you go there and you get your latte and you sit down and you're like, all right, Timmy, play with the cats.
Right.
And the cat just comes out of nowhere and just starts slashing at his face.
Or you just get intimidated. He pushes you around the place. Like, every place you go to sit, it's his seat.
I think they kind of choose them for the ones that are, like, good with people, lots of people at once, you know, to be in the cafe. Because I'm not positive, but that's what I think is going on. Because they were all really, really happy, friendly cats.
Yeah, that seems to make more sense. We're going to have more with Jonna Kaplan and thesizeofconnecticut.com coming up next with Anna and Raven. School is about to be out, and the kids are going to be all wound up. And you can't let them just run around outside because it's too cold. Anna and Raven joining us. It's Jonna Kaplan from thesizeofconnecticut.com. She's a travel blogger, but really focuses on our awesome state and all the unique and different things you can do. Now, Jonna, we've covered the cat cafe in New Haven. What's it called?
Mew Haven.
Right. So if you want to go there and get a cup of coffee,
makes sense. I see
you
what
have
they
to
did.
Play with cats. How awesome is that? And then there was the great shopping place that you could take them.
Yes. Old Mill Pond Village in Granby.
Right.
No leashes required.
Right.
No
just let them run free in the yards.
Right. Yep.
And now where do we go with the kids?
So for the history-loving kids and also the kids who do want to run around outdoors, Putnam Memorial State Park in Reading. This is the winter encampment of colonial troops during the Revolutionary War, so it's a great place to learn about real Connecticut history without going to school or being in a museum. They do actually have a museum there, but it is seasonal. So what you can do in the wintertime is go around their loop trail. It's about a mile. It's pretty easy. And they have some reconstructed buildings, log cabins there. They have some actual historic sites and really good signage with explanations of what you're seeing. Some of the history is really fun. Like, there's a statue of General Putnam riding his horse down a flight of stairs to escape the British troops, which really did happen.
So that's cool.
You can kind of tailor it to them depending on their age. And plus, it's just a really pretty short hike in a gorgeous part of the state.
Perfect Saturday morning thing to do, too, with the kids.
Yeah, I find history fascinating. You know, and this is so much easier without cannonballs actually flying at you.
Yeah.
So it's good.
Well, a little bit more of that snow out there, and you're going to have a real good time throwing those snowballs, reenacting those scenes.
Well, maybe somebody can lose a foot, just like back in the day. The real wars, right? Oh, Stumpy, you'll be back out on the line in, oh, I don't know, 3 years is the recovery time this time in American history. Does anybody have any penicillin?
Okay, we're also taking the kids. Something that's very popular in my part of the state, but less known maybe elsewhere, is the Essex Steam Train. It's an old-timey steam train. It runs up
Anna can't get on it. She never told you?
They won't let me on.
They won't let her on.
I don't understand why they hate me.
Are you banned from
No, I'm not banned. Santa
won't
get tickets.
They won't take her call.
Every single time I try to get tickets, it sells out so incredibly fast.
It does sell out fast, but they also have the... So around this time of year, they do all the Santa Claus and the North Pole type trains, but they still run the regular trains. And those are still, they're narrated, the rides, and they're all really geared towards young kids.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so don't be a Santa elitist.
Right.
Yeah, you're a Santa elitist. No wonder Santa wouldn't let you on the train.
And you can actually do this all year. It's just extra special festive around this time of year. But any train you take, they narrate it and they really gear it towards like young kids and kids who just really love trains. There's a little gift shop store thing in the station in Essex. And it's just a really memorable experience.
Yeah, especially if younger kids that are obsessed with Thomas the Train and collecting trains. Actually,
sure.
I know my niece is really into trains right now. What a fun experience that would be. I thought if you had to do the Santa thing or that was it.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, with the snow out there, it'll feel somewhat Polar Express anyways.
Right.
Especially if they make you walk because they're so unhappy with you.
And, Jonna, one more place that we can take the kids over the break.
Finally, this is another one that's really popular in the Hartford area, but maybe not so much elsewhere, which is Winterfest in Hartford. It takes place in Bushnell Park. The main draw is the ice rink. They have skating every day. They have skating lessons on Saturdays, and they have photos with Santa Claus, and that's all free, by the way. They also have a historic carousel that kids can ride and hot chocolate and all that. And, you know, I used to love ice skating when I was a kid, but we went to this indoor rink, which is not nearly as much fun as skating in the middle of a beautiful park in the center of the city.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, the architecture around there is really gorgeous, too. That's where the archway is.
Yep.
You can see the Capitol from right there when you're skating. Beautiful.
Very fun. Jonna, thank you so much for coming in. TheSizeOfConnecticut.com. And if any of those went up too fast and you're trying to make your list of places to go, you can check out the podcast. Just head to our website, star999.com. Thank you, Jonna.
Thank you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.